Good morning. I'm Michael Faulkner.
I'm Danielle Ram.
And I'm Kelly Rouse. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the radio show where every week we keep you informed about all the news at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Sunday, we had the Final Four playoffs for intramural basketball. The games may not have matched the NCAA March Madness, but they were definitely exciting. The first game matched the two senior teams, Ben Hellman's number one seed versus the fourth seeded team, captained by David Miller. Hellman's team was leading the end of the first quarter, 13-11, at halftime, 21-19, and at the end of the third quarter, 33-27. With some clutch shooting by Kyle Smith and staff member Annie Lubenthal, the other team came back to tie things up at the end of regulation, 40-40. The momentum shifted, and the result was an overtime upset, with Miller's team winning 47-42.
For a while, it looked like there might be another upset, too. Mitch Ram's team of mostly freshmen was leading after the first quarter 11-9 over Mike Mergen's junior team. The juniors landed 7 three-pointers, though, and Mergen alone drained 8 free throws. They came back to lead 26-19 at halftime, and they won the game by a final score of 44-38. So the championship game will pit Mike Mergen's team against David Miller's team. It will be played about a month from now on our annual Stewardship Day, Wednesday, April 29th.
Next Monday, 3 Garrigan seniors will be leaving for a 2-week service project in Central America. Beth Kalash, Megan Mayer, and Danielle Ram are among 30 students from Northwest Iowa who are part of Mission Honduras. This group was organized about 10 years ago by Galen High School in Lamars. They work in the village of El Guante, a little village about 2 hours away from the capital of Honduras. They'll be digging a trench and laying a water line to provide fresh drinking water for the people in the village. They'll also spend time with the local people and see the town's Holy Week celebrations.
They fly from Omaha to Houston and then on to Tegucigalpa on Monday, and they'll spend 2 weeks in Honduras. Each group member will be taking the bare minimum of clothes and toiletries for themselves. Instead, almost all of their luggage will be filled with donated supplies for the villagers in El Guante. They're carrying things like shampoo, soap, clothing, toys, and vitamins to help these people who get by on almost nothing. We hope the donations will go to good use, and we wish Danielle, Megan, and Beth well in their mission.
A handful of tickets are still available for Gala 2009, which will be next Saturday night here at Garrigan. As the school celebrates our 50th year, this is the 20th Gala. In 1990, the first Gala brought in $85,000, which at the time was more than any fundraiser we had done. Things have only grown, and last year we took in a record of $250,000 from Gala. Over the years, Gala has brought in $3,420,000 and has helped provide new equipment and supplies to both Garrigan and Seton. We'll have more on Gala on next week's show.
Right now, Garrigan's band and choir are on their way back from a trip to New York City. They left Tuesday morning, and they've spent the week seeing the sights of the Big Apple. The choir performed in the lobby of the United Nations and sang at a mass, while the band entertained people in City Hall Park. All our musicians will be returning late tonight, and we know they'll have lots of fun stories to tell about their adventures out east.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Beth Kalash and Brian Patterson. Beth Kalash is one of the students who will be part of Mission Hondurans over the next 2 weeks. This is just one of many service projects she's done as a member of the Christian Leadership in Action Group. Beth is a cheerleader, and her past activities include dance squad and choir. She'll be off to college next year, and we wish her the best of luck.
Brian Patterson is a year-round athlete who keeps busy with football, basketball, track, and baseball. He also loves playing Halo and Call of Duty and taking care of his cats. He plays trombone in band and is also active in speech. Brian is a huge Hawkeye fan, and he's probably going to go to Buena Vista University next year. Good luck, Brian.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the band and choir return from the music trip late tonight. Then on Monday, Rebecca Brosnan and Jake Rosemeyer will perform at the All-State Speech Festival in Cedar Falls.
Tuesday night, we'll have the academic banquet, which was rescheduled due to an ice storm earlier in the month. Then, on Wednesday, there's CYO track at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake.
Wednesday afternoon, those who aren't in track will hear a special speaker over at St. Cecilia's. Then Thursday, Christian Leadership will make another trip to the Mary's Place Mission in Minneapolis.
Friday, there's boys track in Forest City. That night, there's the gala preview party. Then Saturday, there's ACT testing at Algona High, and then the big gala dinner and auction.
That's the Bear Facts for March. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again next week when we'll go through all the details of Gala 2009 here at Bishop Garrigan High School.